His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
In John chapter 8, verse 44, Jesus said, "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it." So here we see that Jesus tells us that the devil is the father of lies, and when he speaks a lie, that he speaks of his own resources. And many of the things that we see happening that are negative in our culture, in fact, really all of them, are justified by lies and brought in by lies. Abortion was brought in on the national level with Roe versus Wade by a lie. Norma McCorvey, who was Jane Roe, was not raped. And even if she had been raped, we should, if we're going to execute someone, the Bible says to execute the rapist, not to execute the rapist child. But we see so many things happening by lies, and that includes this radical ideology that a man can change to a woman, or a woman can change to a man, that a boy can change to a girl, and a girl can change to a boy. This is a lie, and it's from the pit of hell, yet it is something that has been bought and sold to the American people. In a video, there's a video documentary, or a video that actually discusses this, called "The Monster Behind Gender Theory and the Atrocious Lies He Based on It." In this video, Jordan Peterson and Dr. Miriam Grossman talk about Dr. Money, and he had this idea that really gender was not fixed. It's not based on chromosomes. It's actually based on, it's just a social construct. And you can be whatever gender that you want to be. And in fact, if you take a child before the age of 2 or maybe 3, and you raise that child as the opposite gender, that child will not know. So there was a family that had twin boys, and the twin boys were supposed to be circumcised. And during the circumcision process, the first of the twins to be circumcised, the machine actually malfunctioned, and his male organ was actually damaged. Not just the foreskin, but the entire male organ, and this had to be removed. And so they heard, a few months later, they were watching TV, and they saw a doctor named John Money. He happened to be on TV, and he was talking about how you could raise a boy as a girl and it would work. And the Reamer family sought him for this solution. He was a professor, he was a doctor, he was at Johns Hopkins University, and they actually went up and talked to him, and he said that male and female are not innate, and it's not based on chromosomes or hormones. And he suggested castrating young Bruce and making a makeshift vagina, and that he would be raised, the family would give him a girl's name, that they would raise him as a girl, they would help have him play with dolls, and that he would grow up to be a girl. And he had this concept, again, that male and female was imposed by society, that it was a social construct. And Bruce was his experiment. And this has been sold to the American people and sold to the world as a huge success, but it was anything but a success. This was a huge failure that resulted in the death of Bruce and his brother and the destruction of their family. And as Jordan Peterson says, the perversion of an entire society. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. One of the biggest problems we face in America today is absentee fathers. Many children are growing up today without a father in the home. It was Barack Obama who told us what happens when you remove a father from the home. You're 9 times more likely to end up in prison, 6 times more likely to drop out of high school, 12 times more likely to live a life of poverty. It's time we return to doing things God's way. Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Your questions. I know, hey, you've been waiting all week for this show, but you don't have to wait any longer because A Faster PC is on the air. A Faster PC live technical support is on the air, ready to help you resolve your computer problems, ready to answer your questions as well. I'm currently posting to let my friends know about the show. So that, you know, I don't want to keep this show to myself. I want to let people know about it. And you may want to let your friends know about it. And if you do, you can share it on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and any other social media out there. And I've shared it on LinkedIn, Twitter. I'm sharing it on Facebook right now. And, of course, we're live on Facebook and YouTube right now. You can head over and not only hear this show, but also see the show.
And that's a pretty cool thing, because sometimes we'll be able to actually, as we're answering questions, we'll be able to switch over, show you the steps that we go through to help you resolve your computer and your technical needs. Now, one thing that I did want, that we will be covering today, and of course, your questions are foremost. If you have a question that's on a different topic, as long as it's computer or technical related, and what are we talking about technical? You know, well, we're talking about not just your computer, but your smartphone. We're talking about your iPhone, your iPad, your Android phone, your Android tablet, your Fire tablet, your Kindle reader. We're talking about your smart television, your Blu-ray player that connects to the internet, your gaming system that connects to the internet. There's all of these things that can connect to the internet, and you know, these can really be cool things, can really help you out there. We're here, we're ready to help you resolve your computer questions and resolve your computer problems and your technical problems. Smart thermostats, smart doorbells, smart outlets, smart switches. There's so many things you know, that you can get today that are smart, that have a lot of ability to connect to the internet. And in fact, your router also, if you have the more smart devices in your house, and just think about it, you know, if you have computers and you have televisions and you have phones, you know, they start to add up, and you start to get more and more devices connecting. And you know, even if, and if you start getting some of the other devices that are out there, well, you know, that can make a difference as well. So what you want to do is just, you know, key up those questions and give us a call. And you can give us a call here, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. A Faster PC Radio and live technical support is here, ready to answer your computer and your technical questions. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, to be on the show. We have been talking, and we talked last week about the new FTC safeguards. So what are these FTC safeguards, and who do they apply to, and what are the penalties if you don't comply and you are found to be you know, you get a penalty, you get a fine from the FTC for failing to comply? Well, you know, there's a lot of places today that we go to and give a lot of our personal information to, and these key personal information should be safeguarded. It should be protected. We know it's not always protected, and in fact, we know that hackers are constantly trying to break into companies' computers. They're constantly trying to break into your system, whether that's you have a personal computer, or whether you use your computer in a home office setting, or whether you use your computer in a business environment. Maybe you have multiple computers in a business environment. 10 computers, 5 computers, 3 computers, 100 computers, you know, whatever, however many computers you have, the hackers are trying to break in to your network and trying to get in there. And one thing that you have also happening is, you know, you also have sometimes even other countries that are sponsoring, or at least encouraging, or maybe looking the other way and not saying anything as the hackers try to break into your computer and your network. And so what we actually have happening here is really an onslaught. And you know, one of the things we hear quite often is people say, well, you know, if these hackers would just put all, you know, their efforts, the same amount of efforts, into a legitimate business, they could really be successful. What you're missing there when you say something like that is that they operate like a business. Certainly, I wouldn't consider them to be a legitimate business, but they are operating as a business, and they have employees. They have HR departments. Some of the employees that work at these locations don't even know that they're scammers or hackers. They just think that they're working in an advertising department, coming up with advertisements for a certain product or something. They don't realize that they're actually working for scammers, and they do make money. There are entities, individuals and organizations that write the software that gets into networks. They get a cut, and they sublease their software. They get a cut of every network and every payout. They get a cut of that. You also have the people, the entity that actually had the infection. They're going to get a cut of it as well. There's going to be someone that's involved in negotiating a payout. They get a cut as well. So all of these get a cut. And one of the things you have to realize is this is big business. And just think about all the different agencies and organizations that ask for key information. You know, if you go to your doctor, there's a good chance your doctor is going to ask for your Social Security number. Now, why do they need your Social Security number? That's a good question, because really they don't. And you don't have to give it to them either. That's something that, you know, safeguards, you know, can start with you and not giving information out to people that really aren't trustworthy. You know, we have a customer that actually thought he was talking to his cell phone provider, and it turned out that he wasn't talking to his cell phone provider. The person he was talking to, which was a scammer, a hacker maybe, actually asked him to verify his identity by taking a picture of his driver's license and taking a picture of his driver's license. What he actually did is he actually showed who he was to his he actually gave the hackers everything they needed to be able to hack into his account. And the hackers were able actually to go to his account and break into it. So we want to help protect you from that. You know, yesterday I was actually my brother was trying to sell a vehicle, and I was have access to the title. He doesn't have access to the title, and he contacted a company, and this company was, you know, they were saying, hey, just send us over a driver's license. Well, you know, I started thinking, well, how about this? And then I called the person, and the person I spoke to was not probably in America. I knew that just from their accent. And so I was hesitant. I just said, you know, I'm not going to do that. And I sent over the license without certain key information like date of birth, signature, and address, and driver's license number. And they said, no, we've rejected that. We need the entire license. And I said, well, we're not going to do that. We're going to go somewhere else to sell this. So what we'll do is, we'll actually continue talking about this. And when we come back, we have Tiny on the line. So we'll be right back to answer Tiny's question and answer your questions as well. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve computer and technical issues as well. And you know what? I made a mistake because the text that came through said, Tiny, you know how things like that happen. It's not Tiny, it's Tony. And we give, hey, it's a little bit tricky sometimes texting, especially if you're texting from a phone and the I is right next to the O. So sorry about calling you Tiny. Hopefully you're not too offended by that, but we're here ready to answer your question. So how can we help you, Tony?
Oh, good morning. How are you doing, Brian?
Doing great.
Okay, I have a 2017 HP laptop, and I need a new keyboard.
Okay.
I called HP They said they don't have any of those parts, and I'm wondering if there's anything that's universal that might be able to fit into this laptop.
Yeah, so what happens when laptops are made, you know, first of all, the manufacturer will make some extra parts, and those extra parts will be available for a certain period of time. After that, it's difficult to get certain parts. You know, you can get, like, let's say a hard drive or RAM or something like that. But if you want to get a specific part that's made for that laptop, which in many cases a keyboard, you know, would be, maybe a screen, you're really not going to be able to go to the manufacturer for very long. You know, definitely
aftermarket.
2017, you're looking at that's about 6 years. You know, so what happens is there are laptops that aren't sold, and those laptops sometimes are parted out where they'll sell the screen, they'll sell the keyboard, and the keyboard might be a part of the palm rest, which is the top part of what I call the bottom of the laptop, and that's where you actually put your hand if you're resting your hand on the palm rest. It has the touchpad in it sometimes. Sometimes the touchpad is removable and is not a part of that. Sometimes the keyboard is removable, but sometimes, especially in newer laptops, the keyboard is actually built in to this palm rest. And so those units are available quite often. They're new, and or they're at least billed as a new pull, which means that they were pulled from a new system. Of course, you know, when you're buying something like this, you're buying it from an individual a lot of times. There might be a company, but you never 100% know whether what they're telling you is accurate. But you know, there's a good chance you might be able to get a new one that way. You also could get a used one. Let's say there's one that the motherboard went out, or maybe the screen went out, and someone said, hey, you know, this isn't worth repairing. It's going to cost too much to repair it. So, you know, additional parts sometimes are sold out of that
unit. What am I going to do with this laptop?
What are you going to do with it? Well, you could actually you know, if you bring it into our shop, we can actually check and see whether we can get a part. So sometimes we may be able to get a new part for that, or we might be able to get, you know, again, a used part if we can't get a new part.
Yeah, so, I don't care about that, as long as I can get something in place.
Yeah, so we can look at it. Now, you know, and again, we'll be able to look and see whether the keyboard is a part of the palm rest or not. If it is a part of the palm rest, sometimes it can, you know, can cost a little bit more in labor, because on some of the newer laptops, the motherboard and almost everything in the computer is actually mounted to the palm rest. So, but if that's the case, I mean, it's not a huge amount difference, yeah. but it does take more time, because we have to physically remove every single part that's connected on the bottom of the computer, and then attach it to the new replacement part, and then of course make sure everything still works, because there's a lot of connections, a lot of cables, and you know, one of the things we've learned through the years is you never ever just say, well, you know, I probably got it all right, we're going to close it up, we're going to put all the screws in. You never do that. We always check it before we close it up, to make sure everything's working. We're going to check the screen. We're going to check the wireless. We're going to check the camera. If you have a camera, you know, we had some of our customers cover their camera with tape and, you know, stuff like that. Well,
see what he says.
You can definitely look at it and see whether you can find it or not. So
yeah,
that's
the thing is, I've been watching these YouTube videos, and they make it sound like it's so simple.
Well,
show you guys opening up the computer, taking out the keyboard, flipping the ribbon back in, and so on and so forth, and it's all taken care of.
Yeah, so some of our customers are able to do it, and some try and don't really mess up too badly. And then we have some customers that try and really do a lot of damage to their system. It's up to you. If you want to try it, you can definitely give it a try.
Find the part first. That was my first question.
Yeah, well, typically, we typically will try to search for a part before opening it, but we're not going to 100% know whether that's the right part until we actually open it and see what what the actual part number is on the unit itself. So that's something that we would actually, we actually do, is we actually open it up and actually look at the part number itself. Now, if it does have a removable keyboard, it's actually not too difficult to remove the keyboard if it's a removable keyboard. If it's part of the palm rest, that can be challenging. As I said, many times a lot of the different components are attached to that. And sometimes when you open it up, maybe just pulling the bottom cover off, you may be able to actually see a part number for the palm rest. But, sometimes you have to actually remove the motherboard to do that. It's a lot of work.
It's going to be worth the effort and the expense. It's an older computer. It's slow, and I really don't like it that much.
Yeah, well, you have to take all that into consideration.
It's slow. I've never liked it from day one. I bought it on one of those shopping networks.
Okay.
But anyway, I appreciate your help.
Okay.
And thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. You're welcome. So, yes, sometimes, one of the things that we always do, people sometimes ask is, well, is it worth it? Well, you are the one that decides whether it's worth it. If you're the consumer, it's your computer, you decide whether it's worth it. We can tell you how much it costs, and then you know how much not only you paid for the computer, but how much you could pay to replace that computer. And you know whether it's fast enough for you or not. And, if it's not fast enough for you, well, why is it not fast enough for you? Is the processor fast enough? Does it have enough RAM? If the processor's fast enough and it has enough RAM, maybe you just have a slow hard drive. Maybe we can we could update the computer to an SSD drive and make the computer phenomenally faster. We have one customer this week that we upgraded their computer to an SSD drive, and just thrilled with the performance. He had a computer that is several years old, probably older than the caller that just called, and had a drive that was just not fast. It was a platter hard drive. So what a platter hard drive is, it's a mechanical drive that has metal platters that spin around in a laptop would spin around at 4,500 or 5,400 RPMs. There's an arm that moves back and forth and captures, is able to capture the data and read the data or write the data. And then in addition to that, it's just slow. When it works well, it's slow. But when it stops working well, it gets even slower sometimes, or may cause blue screen errors or other types of errors. So his computer wasn't causing blue screen errors, but it was slow. He was interested in speeding it up. So we actually put a solid state drive in there for him. And, he's thrilled with us. So thrilled that he gave us a 5-star review on Google. And it was really awesome to be able to see his computer just perform so much better and be able to get that quick performance there. So that's something that definitely we want to help you out with. And And, if you have a computer that has a problem, well, you know, we can tell you, well, this is how much it would cost to fix it. And then you can say, well, you know what? I don't like the computer because it's slow and it's not worth it to me to fix it. Or you might say, you know, some people say, hey, I really love this computer. It's the right size for me. I love how fast it is. And, you know, or again, maybe it's not very fast, but maybe it's the drive, and that can be changed and upgraded. And we can say, well, you know, we can get that done for you. And then we have customers that have computers that are maybe, you know, older than most people would fix, but they're going to fix it because it runs an expensive machine. And if that's the case, then, well, you know, we help keep some of those running. We have one client that has a car wash, and their computers are running in a very humid environment. It's very rough on the computers, and these are older computers because, you know, they're connecting to an old interface, but we keep those computers running. They brought in a computer yesterday, and it was here for a few hours, and we had it back out the door running, and they'll connect it to their car wash, and they'll keep it going, and happy to pay to have it fixed because they're looking at an expensive price. If they replace that computer with a new computer, they also have to replace a lot of equipment. So, but typically, you know, typically a palm rest on a computer is not a super huge deal. We actually have, in the last 2 weeks, we've replaced two of them. And we've had customers that, you know, have just been said, hey, you know, the computer's worth it. I want to do this. I want to, I really like this computer. And even though it was a palm rest, and both of those computers were 17-inch computers, so they're bigger computers, they're more expensive. The palm rests are more expensive. But they actually, both of them actually had issues. One of them had issues with the hinge, and I think the other one might have had issues with the hinge as well. So, so their keyboard was working fine, but they did, as a part of the process, not only get a new palm rest, but they also got a new keyboard as well. And for those two customers, it was worth it. They liked their computers. They're happy with their computers, and we were able to get them up and running. And one thing also that we do offer, in addition to regular, you know, you, when you come here, you can pay for the labor if you want to, but we also have managed services plans, and we have those for residential customers, for home office customers, and for business customers. And with those plans, you pay a monthly amount, and that covers in-shop labor, and it covers also remote support, and it covers patch management, making sure your Windows security patches are installed, patches to other programs such as Google Chrome, Firefox, Zoom, and some of the other software that a lot of people are running out there today, making sure that those are installed so that your computer is safe. We also have packages that cover cybersecurity and backing up and all kinds of things there. And in some cases, a lot of our customers are signing up for that, and it can save them some money, definitely save you some money on that initial repair. And so we can help you either way you want to go. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website, afasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here and is Florida begins to open for business.
The Faster PC. PC.
We'll remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
We are back, ready to answer your computer and technical questions. And of course, your questions can take us anywhere. We do have a prepared topic, but your question can take us, can go anywhere. Anyway, we are back, ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technical questions as well. One of the things that we did want to go over is to go over the new FTC safeguards and how these can help protect your system and how they can actually help protect you and your computer and your data, your financial data, because there's a lot of of information out there. You can actually give a lot of information, or you do give a lot of information to a lot of entities, and it's important that those entities can protect you and do protect you. So this is something that definitely we want to just alert you about and let you know about these FTC guidelines. These are basically what happened after the Great Depression. There was some regulation that started happening with financial institutions, and of course, you know, that was a long time ago. A lot has changed since then. In 1999, or right around there, there was actually the passage of the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act, and this act actually did establish additional financial regulation called safeguards. And then just recently, actually, the FTC just recently modified their rules in 2021, December of 2021. They modified the rules. It was supposed to initially be effective December of 2022, but then they extended it out to June of 2023. So these new safeguards are in effect now. And so the actual scope changed quite a bit. In fact, it actually is probably about three times as big. You know how things get with agencies, and anytime the government does anything, there's going to be more involved. But the original safeguards were very vague on what a financial institution was or is. The new ones are very specific. They don't name everything. They say more specifically, these entities include, but are not limited to. So in other words, we're not limiting to this, but it definitely includes these: mortgage lenders, payday lenders, finance companies, mortgage brokers, account servicers, check cashers, wire transferers, travel agencies operated in connection with financial services, collection agencies, credit counseling, and other financial advisors, tax preparation firms, non-federally insured credit unions, investment advisors that are not required to register with the Security and Exchange Commission, and entities acting as finders. So definitely, you know, quite a bit of change in scope. And there's some other entities that are listed quite often that really are not in that specific list, but I've seen, well, auto dealerships, because they do take financial applications. So most auto dealerships do take financial applications. Also, real estate appraisers are listed as one of the institutions or types of organizations that are affected. Definitely anyone that files or prepares taxes as well. So a lot of the accounting firms are going to be under these new safeguards. And we actually at a Faster PC can help anyone. You know, first of all, we can help you determine whether you are subject to this, and we can also help you with complying as well. There are actually nine different things that have to be put in place for these safeguards to be made, and one is to designate a qualified individual. Now, what is a qualified individual? Well, it's someone that knows about how to secure a network. You know, so most businesses don't have someone that is qualified, and in fact, it would cost a lot of money to hire someone that is actually qualified to secure a network. But a Faster PC can provide those services. We do provide those services to actually help help you as a business to provide you with be a qualified individual for you. And we can do this not on a full-time basis, because you don't need someone on a full-time basis in most cases. You'd have to be a very large organization, very large business, and need someone on a full-time basis. But we can do it at a much lower cost than if you were to hire someone that is truly qualified on a on a full-time basis. You have to do risk assessments, and the risk assessments need to be documented. So this risk assessment is what this is really, this is called a penetration test. And we can do these types of tests as well, and we can document it. So we're actually running software on the system that's going to look for ways that hackers could exploit, vulnerabilities that hackers could exploit. And then the other part of that risk assessment is to look at those vulnerabilities and to address those vulnerabilities to make changes to the system so that those vulnerabilities no longer exist, so that your system, your computer system, is fortified to protect against these types of threats. Element number three is to apply controls. Element number four is to validate those controls. So you're applying controls, and then you're validating those controls to make sure that they are actually working. And then develop training and auditing program. So one of the biggest issues with not only businesses and not only nonprofits and medical facilities and home offices, but even residential entities. If you're just a consumer out there, you have a computer. One of the biggest threats is an end user, the person using the computer, letting the bad guys in. And the bad guys are getting better at tricking you into letting them in. And in fact, one of the things that is starting to happen is the bad guys are starting to use artificial intelligence, AI. And because you probably have gotten emails that are written from someone that doesn't really understand English, and they're just running their language through a translator, and boy, you actually come up with some very, very strange things, and it's just worded very weird because the language doesn't quite mesh up with just a straight translation. But with AI writes it, it can actually come out where it sounds proper, and it can be more tricky. So having those training programs and auditing programs are important. And then also to monitor service providers. So anyone that provides services to the company, making sure that they are providing you with protection. And that they are keeping their systems secure. If they actually are providing any services that deal with finances, making sure, are they applying these safeguards as well? And they certainly, if they're dealing with anything that would, deal with your Social Security number, date of birth, your driver's license, what's called personally identifiable information. Well, it's important to make sure that they're complying with these safeguards. Also, developing continuous improvement cadence. In other words, you know where you are now, and you know you're not where you should be, so you actually need to take steps to bring you closer to where you should be. And so you should always be improving, always be moving toward a level where your computer system, whether it's again for a residence or a small home office or a business, dental office, medical office, nonprofit, a church, making sure that you're actually moving toward where you need to be. And you need to have a document incident response plan. In other words, you need to have what happens if we have a breach. What are we going to do? How are we going to respond? You need to lay that all out, and it needs to be in writing ahead of time. And then there needs to be annual reporting to senior leadership. And so, you know, this type of thing, this can impact, and it's going to impact not just businesses and not just, institutions, but it's also going to impact, the people, you know, because all of us, our data is at risk, and we are dependent on companies to protect that data. And sometimes the companies will look at their bottom line, and this happens, by the way, not just big businesses. We've seen a lot of smaller businesses that say, you know what, I'll just pay the fine. If I'm fined, I'm not going to comply. And the thing is, they're putting your data at risk. So as a consumer, you may actually want to check with some of these people and ask them, are you, before you hand over your information to them, are you in compliance with the FTC safeguards? If they have no idea what you're talking about, maybe they're not the right person, not the right company to do business with. And so, but a faster PC can help companies, individuals. We can help secure your network. We can help secure your and really help you if you are subject to these guidelines. We can help make it so that your systems are protected, and that you're, you know, we can assess where you are and help you move to where you need to be. And so, you know, if you're interested in that type of service, our number is 772-878-5978, 772-878-5978. And, of course, you know, you can reach us. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 2.
And we're coming to the end of today's show. But if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO.
The title to tomorrow's sermon is The Attack on Boys, Men, and Manhood and the Lies They Are Based On.
You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems. One of the biggest problems we face in America today is absentee fathers. Many children are growing up today without a father in the home. It was Barack Obama who told us what happens when you remove a father from the home. You're 9 times more likely to end up in prison, 6 times more likely to drop out of high school, 12 times more likely to live a life of poverty. It's time we return to doing things God's way.